On Friday, the movie Chappie opens. It's about a futuristic police robot that becomes self-conscious. Not the kind of robot that exists now. Today's robots can be flummoxed by a door or a foot rail. Well, at Carnegie Mellon University, scientists are working on a new robot that better understands the human environment. From our tech partner IEEE Spectrum, Prachi Patel reports.
A strange-looking contraption that looks like a laptop perched on a wheeled stool wanders the hallways of Carnegie Mellon University's computer science building. Sometimes it greets visitors.
I am here to guide you to room 7002. Please press done when you are ready to go.
That is Cobot. Press a button on Cobot's screen and it takes off down the hallway, turning corners and stopping for people, guiding you to where you need to go.
Please follow me to room 7203.
In this case, computer science professor Manuela Veloso's office.
My view is the following, that robots, these mechanical creatures, will coexist with humans. They will coexist without having to be joysticked or remote controlled. They will be autonomous. They will be around us, helping us with our decisions, helping us with our tasks. They will be part of our life.
That means getting around on their own. A trivial task for humans, but pretty complicated for machines. Robots can't always identify objects, and they're thrown off by rearranged tables. Take the nimble Roomba. It can't tell a table from a chair, and it certainly has no idea where the bedroom is or how to get there, or that it's in the living room right now. The problem is robots don't have a biological GPS like humans do, says Veloso's PhD student, Joydeep Biswas.
So when I ask you to go to the elevator, you know exactly how to go to the elevator. But what is this representation of this map in your mind? You don't know. Neurologists and psychologists are trying to figure out how we're doing this, but we don't know.
So how do we teach a computer to do that task? For starters, fit it with a camera and some sensors to constantly observe its environment and log those observations. Biswas points to Cobot's screen that shows what the bot sees.
So those blue lines that you see is its map of the world, and those are essentially the walls in the building. These red dots over here are you and me.
Cobot has a basic map built in. But to know where it is in that map, it takes into account every object around it. It considers whether they are permanent features like walls, movable ones like doors, or things like tables. And then it does sophisticated computations with that data to figure out where it is in the building. It employs other tricks too. If it spots a chair, it goes back to its data log to find where it has seen a similar object before. And it's always learning.
The exact location of your chair in your office might not be the same every day. However, it is most likely to be in front of your table, right? So if you can keep track of how these objects move over time, that gives you some information.
Cobot can also recognize humans. It will politely move sideways to pass them or say, excuse me, if they're blocking its way. It has logged over 1,000 kilometers moving on its own, escorting people and delivering things. But it can't do everything.
After some time, I realized that these robots inevitably have limitations, cognitive, perceptual, actuation limitations.
Again, Carnegie Mellon's Manuela Veloso.
And if they would have arms, they still would not be able to open all the doors of the world. They still would not be able to pick up any object in the world.
So Cobot uses a simple trick when stumped. It asks the nearest human for help.
Could you please press the down button for the elevator and let me know when the elevator is here?
Veloso says programming a robot to ask for help is easier than teaching it to parse language or giving it fine motor skills. She calls the concept symbiotic autonomy, a brave new world of human-machine partnership.
Waiting to receive your next meeting location.
For Here and Now, I'm Prachi Patel in Pittsburgh.
Okay, let's go.
And Prachi's story comes to us from our tech partner IEEE Spectrum. We've got a video of Cobot the robot at hereandnow.org.